Simon & Schuster Audio presents We Could Be Rats by Emily Austin. Read by Candace Thaxton.
Author's note. This book deals with suicide, and it does so through the perspective of a person who treats their death, at first, as trivial. Suicide is never trivial. If you or anyone you know is struggling, help is available. For support in the USA and Canada, call or text 988. Sigrid's note. Attempt 1. Sorry. I tried to pick a date that would be least inconvenient for you. I was tempted to do this in December, but I drew Jerry's name for Secret Santa, and I couldn't stomach the idea of everyone unwrapping their gifts while Jerry got squat. It's always a pain when people try to squeeze things in over the holidays, so I held out. I appreciate that this is annoying, no matter the season, and hope you won't let it ruin your Groundhog Day. I don't know if a note will make it any better. I figured I should write one just in case it might. I'll leave it up to you to decide. If you think this will make it worse, burn it. Pretend I never wrote it. Tear it into pieces and flush it down a toilet. If you decide to read this, please keep in mind it's my first suicide note and I'm a bad writer. By the time you kick the bucket, you're supposed to have wisdom to impart, but I don't have any. Most people die more experienced or well-read. I did read this book once where a rat goes on a veritable smorgasbord at a fair. He feasts on candy apple cores, salted almonds, and rejected hot dogs. He's a gluttonous rascal, so he has the time of his life, wolfing down trash until his belly distends and he becomes a fat rat ball. I'm not sure I'd recommend taking the advice of an uneducated 20-year-old dead woman, but if you insist, I might say you should try being like a rat at a fair. To be clear, I don't mean that you should gorge yourself on carnival garbage. I just think you should try to collect days like that. Do whatever will turn you into a rat ball, so to speak.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?